Hello, and welcome to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley. We're kicking off the first of the Toons Twilight series with Hudson Harkins, lead member of Hudson and the Hoodoo Cats, who is joining us today via a phone interview. Welcome. Thank you again for agreeing to come and speak with me for a little bit. Could you preview a couple of the tunes you'll be showcasing at Toons of Twilight?
Well, as far as cover stuff goes, we're more of a roots band. I've kind of came up with a name for the different kinds of music we do years ago, and I call it Jump Swingin' Rockin' Boogie Bluesability. And we do mostly roots music, meaning that if we go into a genre, I like to go all the way back to the original artists from that genre and play some music. But I also write a lot, too. So there'll be some originals in there as well. But they're fun, and they're flipping with the other stuff, too.
Awesome. I don't think I've ever heard that genre before, but...
No, I made it up.
Where do you come up with something like that?
Well, I'm originally from Austin, Texas. We moved to St. Louis in 1995. And I think there were different kind of music that I've been influenced by. It was just a lot of different kinds. And so I think someone was making a music calendar and had genres in it. And they said, I can't figure out what genre you're in. And so that's when I made up Jump Swingin' Rockin' Boogie Bluesability.
Right. And that fits you just perfect.
I hope so. Yeah, it does. It's worked.
Could you tell me a little bit about some of your inspirations?
Well, like I said, I was raised in Austin, Texas. And so, actually, Austin wasn't really the big, huge music town until after Armadillo World Headquarters, which was kind of the beginning of the Austin's really live music scene that it's known for. And, I mean, there was music around. A lot of it was country western. So I was really raised. My father was a big country music fan. So I saw a lot of country music when I was very young. My dad died when I was 11, but he used to take me out and we would listen to country music and touring acts that were coming through Austin.
Yeah.
But then as I got older, Armadillo World Headquarters really influenced me, and so did the whole Austin music scene. And I guess I was a big fan of Waylon and William Waylon and the Boys when I was in high school and college. And then I got into blues and rockabilly. And then when I moved here to St. Louis, such an incredible soul scene and blues scene. And so that's why I'm kind of all mixed up about genres, you know?
Yeah. Hey, it's good not to do just one thing forever.
Right, exactly.
It's very refreshing to hear about the roots to the roots.
Yeah, roots to the roots, there you go.
Could you tell me a little bit more about your bandmates as well?
Absolutely. You know, I've had the band over 30 years, so, you know, it's been different players. But I'm very, very, very happy with the guys that I'm playing with right now. Guitar player is John Ferber, and then Vince Corkery on bass. Well, both of these guys are St. Louisans, and we've been friends a long time. Played with Vince for a decade, and John off and on too, but now that we're, a solid band. And the crazy thing is, the three of us were born within 3 months of each other, same year and everything. So,
wow.
So we get along like brothers, and it's great playing with them. They're great players and great people.
Wonderful. That's about all the time I have today.
Okay.
But if you have any closing notes, I'd love to hear them.
Well, we'd love to see you. Really looking forward to it. Iris, John, who booked us on this, said that this is a really fun event, and this is the first one of the summer, and that hopefully people are looking forward to it, and we'd love to see you, and let's all have some fun together.
Wonderful. Thank you again so much for speaking with me.
Oh, well, thank you for speaking with me, Ella.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. Remember, you can see Hudson and the Hoodoo Cats at the Ivor Square Gazebo at 44 North Lorimer in downtown Cape Girardeau, May 8th, starting at 7 p.m. and playing until 8 p.m. for Toons at Twilight. I've been your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.